Easy by Jennifer Abayoa. Easy. Exactly how he designed the blueprint. A garden serenaded with endless supplies, abundant life, absence of worries, inevitable harmony, undisputed peace, unquenchable love, unending goodness. You see, we've turned what he designed into what we created. We broke the ease, shattered it like broken glass on a lonesome highway, diverted the course, set ablaze the vision. We took the hard way, in our minds it made sense. Instead, our own work produced nothing but destruction and heaviness. Nevertheless, on that unforgettable day, he stayed poised, both arms stretched out left and right, on the cross our Golgotha. Unrelenting, unwavering, unshaken, not giving up, even in death. His desire for our lives remained unsifted, unbroken, unshakable. His love, given in the form of an undeserving exchange. His life for ours, our sins on him. Come to me if you feel heavy, he says even now. Take my yoke, it's easy and light. Take my spirit, it's gentle. Take my heart, it's lowly. Take all of me, I'll give you rest. Amen. Easy life. Easy, easy, easy. If we have his rest, we would wake up every morning with excitement just to search for what the day holds. Like a man searching for treasure, we would do anything to find that one pot of gold. It wouldn't matter if we have to struggle through the storm, lightning and thunder to find the rainbow. Even if there are obstacles along the course, the only important thing would be to find the treasure in the dirt. Who said life was a bed of roses? No, I dare say not. There's always that dark horse of old, whose only goal is to create obstacles. His one desire is to see you go down. As long as you are in this world, there will be challenges. But you know what? Christ died to make your challenges nil. Zilch. Zero. Blank. Null. Nada. Void. As if they never even existed. Victorious is what you are. See, if we can just catch a glimpse of him daily, then we will only see his face throughout the whole day. And if we can only see his face, then we can only carry his own yoke and not ours. And if we can only carry his own yoke, then ours would become obsolete. Instead of heaviness, we will feel light. Instead of aggravation, we will become gentle. Instead of heartache, we will be overcome with laughter and joy. It takes daily reminders. Sometimes we forget to catch a glimpse of him. You may wonder why certain people smile all the time, and even if they cry sometimes, they still break into a dance once morning comes. Why shouldn't they? It's great to know that there are real people out there that genuinely smile because they found God. They can't wake up and focus their entire day on something they can't fix themselves. No, their eyes are continuously on the Master Potter. And suddenly, what they couldn't fix becomes fixed because they praise him through the storm. They are constantly aware of his power and capacity to do the impossible. Instantly, you wonder why they don't seem suicidal. You fidget with your fingers when you find out how that problem was so big, but you never even noticed. You should stop trying to notice. You'll never find trouble in their homes. Never. They've given it all to God. They've let go. And ultimately, they've let God invade their lives in a way that only him can. Stop now. Consider your days. Are they fulfilling? Stop now. Take his yoke. Take it. Take it. It's here right now for you. Don't try to find it in the wrong places. Today, I pray that the only face you will look upon will be the face of Jesus.